Good afternoon. As our area of high pressure starts to build its way into our region, clouds are going to continue to erode away early this afternoon and lead to increased sunshine throughout the remainder of the day. Airflow will orient out of the south and vect in a more mild air mass, and as a result, the afternoon high temperatures are going to be climbing into the low to mid 60s, with higher terrain areas staying in the 50s. Surface high pressure moves off the coast of New England tonight as warm air advection ahead of our next approaching disturbance increases across the region. This should lead to increasing clouds overnight tonight and a slow rate of temperature cooling. Guidance has trended slower with that precipitation arrival time, with most members suggesting that the main area of overrunning precipitation ahead of the system's warm front holds off until Sunday morning. Overnight lows should only fall into the mid to upper 30s for higher terrain areas and low to mid 40s in the valleys. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm tracking across the lower Mississippi Valley and the Tennessee Valley will be responsible for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and evening. Some thunderstorms could be severe. Some storms may also lead to isolated areas of flash flooding. On the storm's northern flank, periods of rain and spotty thunderstorms over the middle Mississippi Valley will head east into the Ohio Valley and lower Great Lakes on Saturday. By Saturday night, a new area of low pressure will begin to develop over the Mid-Atlantic and strengthen off the Mid-Atlantic coast on Sunday. Residents from eastern Ohio Valley to New England will be in for a wet, dreary, and gusty Sunday, with the storm waiting to head out to sea until Monday. Abnormally cold temperatures across northeast will also set the stage for late season snow in the northern Appalachians. Looking for drier conditions to return to the northeast late in the day on Monday. The past 24 hours, lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 at Falcon Lake, Texas, to a low of 12 at Pikes Peak in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny with a high near 61. In Boston, sunny with a high near 55. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with a high near 61. The Albany, New York climate normals for the day today. The average high is 63 degrees, while the average low is 41. The record high of 89 was set back in 2009, and the record low of 23 was set back in 1919 and tied once again in 1965. Today's sunrise was at 5:57 a.m. The sun is set to set at 7:47 p.m. It's a total of 13 hours, 51 minutes, and 38 seconds of daylight. It's an additional 2 minutes and 36 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking at sunny skies with highs reaching into the upper 50s and low 60s. For the night tonight, we will see an increase in clouds turning mostly cloudy as our overnight lows drop into the low 40s and mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking mostly sunny for this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 50s and low 60s for the night tonight. We turn to mostly cloudy skies as overnight lows drop down into the low 40s and upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking mostly sunny for this afternoon with highs reaching into the upper 50s and low 60s. For the night tonight, we turn to mostly cloudy skies as overnight lows drop down towards the low to mid 40s. We will see a chance for rain as we work our way past midnight. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking mostly sunny this afternoon with highs reaching into the upper 50s and low 60s. For the night tonight, we turn mostly cloudy with our overnight lows dropping down into the upper 30s and low 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking mostly sunny this afternoon with highs reaching into the low 60s, potentially a few spots hitting the mid-60s, and for the night tonight, we turn to mostly cloudy skies with overnight lows dropping down into the low 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain showers push their way into our region, starting mainly in the morning, becoming more steady as we work our way into the afternoon. Highs do look to reach into the upper 40s. Colder air does look to stick around as the system clears on out of our region. Rain showers could potentially even linger into early Monday. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.